number 10 series 4, yeah. Okay. Get those ready to go. All right, we dropped something there.
An adapter.
Okay.
Another North American to British adapter. This is almost like it's time to say goodbye.
It is, yeah. It's,
I can see the pain living in your eyes.
Jeez, Phil.
And I know how hard you try.
It's been 10.
It's been 10. We've been 4 a series and 10 episodes of Zen with Mike Wilmot.
And Phil Watkins. Close personal friend.
I feel like we've come a long way together as in our search for Zen.
And who knew? It was all we needed to do was play this song.
Air Supply.
They are Zen.
We don't want to lead you on.
In fact, you know the lyrics.
I don't want to hold you back from where you might belong.
You are Barry Manilow, aren't you, Phil?
Never ask me why my heart is so disguised. And I just can't live a lie anymore. I'd rather hurt myself than listen to another episode of this shit. What? Goodbye, Mike. You know what?
Goodbye,
It's been really fun doing these episodes.
I don't like the way we've reversed it to where you think this is shit. That was only funny if I thought it was shit.
I didn't think it was shit.
You thought it was good.
No, you've come to
see,
make...
now you've jumped across again to that side. Now it's two people that hate doing the show. That doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
I always hated doing the show. I just never let on.
Well, I never really hated doing the show. I just thought it would be funnier. If there was, I was contrary to you.
You know what, Mike?
That's where the whole thing. And now you've jumped.
Not slipped character. Don't do that.
You've never taken an improv lesson in your life. You're on the other side now.
I want to just admit right now, we both hate doing this. I'm not really.
If we both hate doing this, why the fuck are we doing this?
I'm not really Phil Watkinson.
Everyone knows.
I'm not really fucking. No, that's a reveal. This is a big reveal.
Oh, is it?
A fun episode. I'm not actually Phil Watkinson.
What are you, Watkinson Phil? That's a big 180 right there.
Yeah, it's like a blues number. Watkinson Phil, ladies. Next on stage. I'm Watkinson Phil. I sound like Mike Wilmot. I'm not Watkinson Phil. I'm not Phil Watkinson. My name is Phil Nickel. I'm an actor.
I'm Oy Vey.
And you're acting Jewish now all of a sudden?
Only when,
I love how you act Jewish.
Only when people have crushed my brain. when I feel like this somebody has what dragged me in the back of a
Mike.
Car, that's yes. Then I turn into an old Jewish man.
Oh, Mike.
Phil Nickel. This is all your fault.
No, it's
all
not of, all
it's
my
your
fault.
Machines.
This is
it's I, your choice you, of shit music. You, unless I tell you it's good music. And then you start talking,
Tammy,
I interrupt because if I let you go too
Dick
long,
Wood.
You just take it down a fucking path of no return.
So, all of our avid listeners, Cameron, Sinclair,
Richard
Wood.
And I don't think, to be quite honest with you, I don't think our former producer, Jeff Green. He's probably never listened to anything. He gave us the $50 out of pity.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for the $50.
And also, I know that a lot of people have been lining up to get some of the, from last week's,
our merch.
Some of the merch. We're out of the dry might come.
Oh,
we're out of it.
It went so quick. The next morning, I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's how fast it went.
That's because Eureka got the vacuum cleaner out. Anyway, so it's been a. I don't know if we found Zen. I don't know if we actually.
I did once. It was right at the beginning of this very episode. Before you interrupted, I was full on Zen. But I blame, it's more the band. That's what this band does, it puts people in Zen.
Air Supply. What a band.
Fantastic.
I didn't know they were your favorite band.
Great outfit.
They wore great outfits.
They are a great outfit. That's an old-timey way of saying they're a great
outfit.
Band. Great,
what?
Good outfit.
What's that mean? Outfit.
It's that's what
I know, but why? Why call it an outfit?
Oh, we're going to do that kind of stuff now.
What's
on the last episode? Why do they call it hair? So remember that bad George Carlin shit? George went off
why
the rails.
Why do they call it hair?
Why is that? Why?
Oh, it's only been, we're not even 5 minutes into this fucking episode. Like, we can't end this episode like this. What other goodbye songs are there?
I don't know. Your computer isn't working anymore because you got that really horrible thing in the hallway. It's covered in paint.
Have you heard the Chicago song, It's Hard to See Him? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate that band. That's
do you?
Shit. Yeah, even when they were Chicago Transit Authority.
Really?
Well, they did a version of a number that was pretty good, but Chicago it made me ill. So did Air Supply, to be honest with you. I was just lying to make you happy. But I hate Hair Supply, and I hate all those.
Hair Supply.
Whatever
it is. Why do they call it Hair Supply?
What? Hey. Why do you think they call it that? Why do they call it Pfeffner? Although Mel Brooks had a good one.
Harder to spell.
About stairs. Because normally.
Stair Supply.
No, originally, he said everything was named after the noise it made. So stairs were ka-doop, 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 ka-doop. That was funny. Then we called them stairs because that was too long. That's what we should do. Just do our favorite Mel Brooks jokes.
Well, you do that. No. How many?
That's because
you know what?
I'm
digging
in. Actually
no, you know what? I'm digging in. I'm turning the computer off. I'm turning the computer off, Mike. I'm digging in.
No.
I do have fans.
Who's your favorite stand-up? Who's your favorite all-time stand-up and why?
You are.
No, be honest.
You're my favorite stand-up.
Be honest.
You're my favorite stand-up. You're my favorite stand-up.
Why?
Because.
Why could I possibly be anyone's favorite stand-up?
Because you're hilarious.
No, I'm not.
You're an inspiration to youngsters.
Don't do this to me now.
You're just one of the finest.
40 episodes in, you're
the best.
Being nice?
You're the best. I'm not being nice.
I'm the best in this living room.
Yeah. Oh, you're the only. Yeah. Oh,
because you just said it yourself. You're an actor.
Yeah, I am. I'm actor Phil Nichol.
You're
not,
actor Phil Nichol.
I'm not
who's
Phil Watkinson.
In the West End?
For all the people who listen up and down now, thinking of Phil Watkinson's being this is just a voice.
Have
this
we just gotten rid of Phil? The original Phil? Did he just kill him? Is it? Will he make no more appearances?
Phil Watkinson.
So this is our goodbye. To Phil Watkinson. It's not goodbye between you and me.
Yes, it is.
This
is going to be the last episode.
It's our mutual goodbye of Phil
Watkinson. Phil
Watkinson
quit.
He was holding us back,
He walked
Phil
out the
Nichol.
Door.
He was holding us back.
I know.
Now that he's fucking gone and good riddance.
I just didn't have... I didn't have the confidence.
You've let me do
I didn't have the confidence, Mike. I just didn't have the confidence.
My God, Phil Nichol, how could you do that?
We've
been
friends
for 30 fucking years.
So only now that I've got cast in the West End show, everybody's talking about Jamie, that I now have the confidence to come out and say...
I was hoping we got rid of him as he wasn't. He was a real guy.
He was a real guy, yeah.
Oh, so, but now you're not playing him.
No. I've been playing him all this series because he left.
Because he left.
Yeah.
And Phil's here.
But you didn't realize.
My old buddy
you
Phil.
I was doing it so well, you didn't even realize that the.
You left a long time ago, Watkinson. Okay, just trust me. Watkinson lasted a minute.
Hey, are you guys talking about me in there?
Yeah, all of a sudden, Watkinson from Brooklyn.
Was that Brooklyn?
I don't know, Bronx.
I don't even know my accent.
I never did understand Americans that do. What are you, from the Bronx or Brooklyn?
Brooklyn. Yeah, I don't know. You're from America. Where the fuck are you from?
Which are the ones that go, hey, douchebag?
Sheffield.
Where's that? Yeah, which one is that?
What, Sheffield?
Douchebag.
Douchebag, that's New Jersey.
Is that Jersey?
Jersey. You don't even say new. There's nothing new
first
about
thing
it.
First ever anybody yelled at me in New York was right when I got in my cab from the airport, standing in front of this hotel. And crossing the street, a cab driver yelled, "Speed it up, bitch!" Yeah, welcome to New York.
But you think New Jersey was just Jersey? And then they realized when New York called itself New York, hey, we're new as well.
Atlantic City is in Jersey. Because when I was a kid, my dad took us to Atlantic City.
Yeah, oh,
and
nice.
It was right before they had gambling. So it was a ghost
right
town.
Right before they had gambling?
It was before they were allowed to have gambling. It was
no,
a
wait
fucking
a minute.
Ghost
they had
town.
Gambling. Atlantic City had gambling years ago.
No, but then it didn't have any gambling for quite some time.
Oh, right. I thought you were back there in the 20s.
No,
How old are you?
It was
darn. You're older than
this
I thought.
This would have been...
Explains your encyclopedic knowledge of music.
And before they opened up the casinos, and it was dying, somebody put in spray paint on an empty billboard, because it was like Flint, Michigan at the time, next to the ocean.
Yeah.
And it just had, somebody had written, if you're leaving Atlantic City, please turn off the light.
Flint, Michigan isn't near the ocean.
No, but I'm saying it was a depressed town.
Like Flint, Michigan.
Full of crime. You ever seen Atlantic City the movie?
Boardwalk
Atlantic City the movie?
Boardwalk Empire.
But no, but that was in the 20s. after Prohibition, the gambling was gone.
Yeah.
But
why?
How about the movie? What am I, a fucking history teacher? Yes. Just, I'm trying to tell you. That was the sign.
That's a sign.
Have you seen Atlantic City, the movie?
Yes.
With Burt Lancaster
and
Susan Sarandon.
Yes, no.
Made by that French guy. It's a great
Oh, the French guy.
It's a great movie.
Who?
I can't. The movie's called Atlantic City.
And it's made by...
I can't remember. But... that was during
Google
that
it,
time.
But
that
I turned
was,
my computer
that was,
off.
That was, no, you didn't.
That's
right,
a Phil Watkins, a Phil Watkinson
on,
thing.
It's, you're lying. It's Atlantic City with Burt Lancaster, Susan Sarandon.
I'll have a look.
And Al Waxman.
Al Waxman, the Canadian actor, the King of Kensington.
And who also does a cameo, the guy that used to own City TV, Moses Neimer.
What? Did Moses he probably Neimer. Funded it?
Possibly.
Was it filmed in Toronto?
No, it was filmed in Atlantic City. Well, you never know.
I know, but I can't believe you even...
What was the name of that movie? When
Louis Mail.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Louis Mail. It's a French-Canadian romantic crime drama.
But it's made in America.
Why do I sound like that? Written by John Guare.
It's a terrific movie, and it's around the dark days.
You know who else is in it? Kate Reid.
Kate Reid, great Canadian actress.
Married to? Steven Spielberg.
Mr. Reid. That's Kate Capshaw.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Kate Capshaw's married. She's Canadian as well. Married to Steven Spielberg. Are they still married?
Reed. She was in line.
Who was Kate Reed married to?
She was going
to
play my wife in something on CBC.
Whoa. Now you're talking.
You know who ended up playing my wife? And she was so fucking good. Who? Deborah Thacker.
Oh, right.
What an incredible talent.
Right.
Like, she is really, she's phenomenal.
She is. She really gets into the part.
Yes.
Yeah. You're still married to her?
No. It only lasted how long it takes to make a pilot.
Fuck, you know what's nominated? Atlantic City is among the 43 films nominated for 5 Academy Awards. Did you know
it's
that?
It's a tremendous film.
Best picture, best director, best actor, best actress, best screenplay. And it's French-Canadian. It's French-Canadian
movie. And it's a great movie.
It was released in France and Germany, and then the United States a year later. Wow.
It's a great
Al
movie.
Al Waxman's
the King of Kensington. He plays a coke dealer.
The King of Kensington?
Plays a coke dealer. It's about a drug deal. It's about a drug dealer and...
Jesus, all the Michael Legrand does the music... Did they win any of those Academy Awards?
I think Burt Lancaster. I don't think Burt Lancaster.
They didn't win anything.
Moses Neimer plays a thug.
I bet it didn't win anything.
He gets shot in it. I used to do a joke that everyone in City TV used to watch it because they get to watch their boss get shot in the head. But he gets, well, I don't know. I can't remember if he gets shot in the head, but he gets shot.
Wow. I can't believe that they didn't win a single thing. That's because it's Canadian.
Probably. They don't trust it because it's got, like the way the American jazz guys treated Oscar Peterson. As he was good, but you know, he's Canadian and jazz is an American thing.
Another little bit of trivia is that in 2003, the movie was selected for preservation of the United States National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant.
Wow. Yes. And like I said, it's about that dead time in Atlantic City before the casinos went in.
Yep. Fuck.
Which the Trump Fuck. People had a lot to do with.
Fuck. That's amazing, Mike.
Great picture.
Well, what a it's almost like maybe we shouldn't end.
Oh, and Susan Sarandon has her tits out in it, and she washes herself with lemons because she works in a fish. She's a fishmonger,
and she's washing her boobs with lemons
to get rid of the smell of the fish.
Was this a Harvey Weinstein movie?
And this
is pre Weinstein.
Burt Lancaster is like a voyeur and looks on from the old apartments from across the street.
Oh, he's drunk on gin.
No. No, he plays an old a thug. He plays an old mobster enforcer when Atlantic City was in the 30s.
Right.
When it was like that. And he plays one of the
he
old
plays
guys.
He plays the old guys. He's still there.
They're still there. And it's a beautiful movie.
And he likes lemons.
Only one here. When it smells like fish and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. Well, that seems like pretty...
We went all over the place in that one.
No, we didn't. We said goodbye.
We say goodbye at the beginning.
We'll say goodbye now. Thank you for listening.
I want to thank everyone. You Cam, wanna, Richard.
I can honestly say we've not had, other than Jeff, not a single person has paid a single penny.
And so that right there explains a lot that we're not understanding. That we don't seem to get through our thick skulls as to why anyone would want to give us anything.
I think we just have to do more episodes.
More begging.
Funk with Mike Wilmot?
No.
Dry cum with Mike Wilmot. Mm. Just say goodbye. Good.
People don't like it.
Bye.
No. 20 minute ones are maybe a bit too long. 15 minute ones I think are better.
dude.
10-minute ones, I think, would be even better than that. And if we can do that two more times, it would be perfect.
I don't think anyone's paid for it.
If we, well, even, no one should.
Oh, we didn't say goodbye to the Somalians. There's so many things we could have done.
Well, we don't. Yeah, I don't know this one. Particularly this one. If you were considering sending money, fine us. You should actually just, I think we owe them a buck.
Yeah. Maybe get into Mike's bank account and take money out of it.
Well, good fucking luck. Good fucking luck. I'm paying two rents over here.
I know that man and he sings the blues. Yeah, he plays just what he feels. Keeps a letter in the pocket of his coat, but he never breaks a seal. Set up in a barroom corner, playing for tips and beer. People carrying on and drinking, and you got a strain to hear. I seen him play on some old cheap guitar, but he could play on pots and pans. It never a soul so pure and true is flowing right out of his hands. And he can sing sweet as a choir girl, and he can sing a house on fire. I seen him calling up the angels and use a breeze for a telephone wire. But if you ask him how he sings this blues so well, he says, I got a soul that I won't sell. I got a soul that I won't sell. I got a soul that I won't sell. And I don't read postcards from hell. Said he came from down in Texas, playing out since he's 15. And you can hear a little Chicago and a lot of New Orleans. And he can take you on a freight train, and he can take you down the alley, and he can take you to church, and he can walk you through the valley. And if you ask him how he sings his blues so well, he says, I got a soul that I won't sell. I got a soul that I won't sell. I got a soul that I won't sell. And I don't read postcards from hell. Just like a cockroach, but he ain't waiting to die. And if you ask him how he sings his blues so well, he says, I got a soul that I won't sell. 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 It's how I sing my blues so well. And I don't read postcards from hell.
You think the last one was shit? What should we do?
No, no. I think it went all over the place.
Yeah, but if you think, don't, if you're not happy with that being the last bit, is there something that we forgot that you should, that we should add to it? Or should we just call that a, call it quits? We did four, we did four.
Well, what, I've been trusting your opinion the whole time.
Series.
I'll do what you tell me to.
We did 40 episodes. Is there something that you forgot to tell them?
No, there can't be.